Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no.
God, in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw,
of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come forth Monday through Friday, praise God, at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, continuing to read the Word of God out of the translation of the New King James Version. We do thank you in the name of Jesus for joining us and continuing your support. We thank God first and foremost as I give him praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. I share with you importantly the fact that God is all-powerful. God is all-merciful. God is most holy. God is most faithful. God is most pure. He has the most judgment, but this is my God. This is the God who allowed Jesus Christ to die for us. Recognize it. That on today, praise God, that though you're not perfect, no one is. But God can cleanse us, deliver us, and heal all that which is broken. God doesn't remember. He said that he throw it into the sea of forgetfulness, whatever your ills may be. But you know something? The one thing we can stand forth on today, and stand with me if you agree, is that though we are not all the way where we should be, we definitely are not where we used to be. This is not saying there's anything going wrong right now. It's just acknowledging for all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or however you might be hearing the word of God on today or even what we're sharing right now. You know, God is able. He's able to deliver you from alcohol and drugs, a place where I've been, a place where I've suffered for many years, blind and confused and entrapped into the lifestyle of how the enemy tried to take me down. Take me down through cocaine, crack. Take me down through fooling around, sleeping around, just all kinds of stuff. You know, I can share with that because I've lived that lifestyle. I've had some issues in the past about even wanting to kill myself, trying to kill myself because I couldn't take it anymore. It's been times in my life that I just didn't care. Didn't treat my mother right. I didn't treat my father right. I didn't even treat my son right. I'm going to share this with you now because this is the opportunity that we have, praise God, to come forth to let go of the past. And, you know, though we might have little innuendos or situations that might cause you to regress, understand your regress allows you to progress because it's meant into your wrongs and your faults and understanding that God doesn't hold those things against you only if you don't confess your sins to him. I'm not saying I'm coming for sinning to you or did something wrong or read back. I'm not going that way. I'm just sharing with you that if there's anyone here who's experiencing those situations, I share there's been certain issues that transpire, like looking at or should I say speaking that or should I say walking that, but understand God will forgive you of whatever it is because he didn't come to call disciples that were perfect. He didn't come call those that had already been cleansed and delivered. God called those that worst of the worst, if you look at it. Jesus Christ called his disciples that were terrible. But look at the fact that no matter where you come from, how can you talk about it if you never lived about it? But enough of that, because we know the goodness of God is true. And as we read his word, we see how the Israelites and how important it is to maintain our commitment, to maintain our worship, to maintain our righteousness with Christ. You see, the understanding thing that he's told all the Israelites throughout their life, from the time he brought them up out of the land of Egypt in bondage, that we are to serve the Lord thy God with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. The Bible says in the name of Jesus that there's no other God before him. And we continue to read from Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus, all of what we have an important obligation to God to obey his commandments, to follow his statutes and ordinances. And you know, it's important that we be in alignment. And what makes us in alignment is when we're following the precepts and the word of God, doing his ordinances, doing his commandments. But you know, the word of God says that many of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So don't think you're perfect. Don't think you can't do it, but understand God can and has already provided for you a way out. We love you here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and we give the peace and glory of God through the radio waves, through his word, the truth of what thus saith the Lord. We are committed to God to continue reading his word. And then we try to come forth as we make him changes in our broadcasting on Sundays. We bring him forth word at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. We're making the effort, but we're changing it because we're going into being live. So we ask that you support us with that as we go through the change. Pray for us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Pray for us. You know, each and every day we should pray for each other. Pray for this community. Pray for our state. Pray for our country. Pray for our president. We pray for healing and deliverance, of course, and understand even at the state that you're in right now, God is still able and stands and sits and controls the entire universe. That's where he is. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you on this day. Once again, thanking you first and foremost for all of what you've done unto us. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the ability to hear to your word, O God, to read your word, O God. And we thank you for allowing us to receive your word and to remember by way of the Spirit your word. Give us that understanding, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that you visit the homes and the hearts of those that may be lost or cast by the wayside. We pray in the name of Jesus a blessing upon financially, Lord God, to make sure the ends are met. T's are crossed. Trusting you, God, will heal and deliver. Heal families, heal marriages, Lord God. Allow us to communicate, to show that love that you have for us. Continuing to press on in the trust in you. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, to forgive us of our sins, no matter how great or how small they may be. And then we trust in you and all of what it is that we do. Praying for those that are less fortunate. Praying for the homeless, hungry, sick, as well as those that, you know, are there on their deathbed. We ask that, Lord God, you heal the sick, bring them forth, and let your word go into the hearts and minds of those that are hearing. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Praise God, that day that the Lord has made, and as always, we come forth after the song, and we will begin reading Numbers chapter 8. But understand, we never could have made it. We never could have made it without him. So be blessed.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
amen. I never could have made it without him. I never could have made it without Jesus. God in my life making those changes. I never could have made it. You never could have made it, and you never would be making it without him. Numbers chapter 8. Let us read. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and say to him, when you arrange the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light in front of the lampstand.
And Aaron did so. He had arranged the lamps to face toward the front of the lampstand, as the Lord commanded Moses.
Now, this workmanship of the lampstand was hammered to gold from its shaft to its flowers. It was hammered work according to the pattern which the Lord had shown Moses. So he made the lampstand. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites from among the children of Israel, I cleanse them ceremonially. This you shall do to them to cleanse them. Sprinkle water of perfection and purification on them, and let them shave all their body, and let them wash their clothes, and so make themselves clean. Then let him take a young bull with its grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, and you shall take another young bull as a sin offering. And you shall bring the Levites before the tabernacle of meeting. And you shall gather together the whole congregation of the children of Israel. So you shall bring the Levites before the Lord. And the children of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levites. And Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord like a wave offering from the children of Israel, that they may perform the work of the Lord. Then the Levites shall lay their hands on the heads of the young bulls, and you shall offer one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering to the Lord, to make atonement for the Levites. And you shall stand the Levites before Aaron and his sons, and then offer them like a wave offering for the Lord. Thus you shall separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. After that, the Levites shall go into service the tabernacle meeting. So you shall cleanse them and others. offer them like a wave offering. They were wholly given to me from among the children of Israel. I have taken them for myself instead of all who opened the womb. The firstborn of all the children of Israel, for all the firstborn among the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them to myself. I have taken the Levites instead of all the firstborn of the children of Israel, and I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and his sons from among the children of Israel to do the work for the children of Israel in the tabernacle of meeting and to make atonement for the children of Israel, that there be no plague among the children of Israel when the children of Israel come near the sanctuary. Thus Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites according to all the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites. So the children of Israel did to them. And the Levites purified themselves and washed their clothes. Then Aaron presented them like a wave offering before the Lord. And Aaron made atonement for them to cleanse them. After the Levites went in to do their work in the tabernacle meeting before Aaron and his sons. And the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this is what pertains to the Levites from 25 years old and above. One may enter to perform service in the work of the tabernacle of meeting, and at the age of 50 years, they must cease performing this work and shall work no more. They may minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of meeting to attend to needs, but they themselves shall do no work. Thus you shall do to the Levites according regarding their duties. Numbers 9. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they came out of the land of Egypt, saying, let the children of Israel keep the Passover at its appointed time on the 14th day of this month at twilight. You shall keep it at its appointed time according to all its rites and ceremonies. You shall keep it. So Moses told the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at twilight. And the wilderness of Sinai according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So the children of Israel did. Now there were certain men who were defiled by the human corpse, so that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and Aaron that day. And those men said to him, "We became defiled by a human corpse. Why are we kept from presenting the offering of the Lord at its appointed time among the children of Israel?" Moses said to them, "Stand still, that I may hear what the Lord will command concerning you." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, if any one of you or your posterity is unclean because of a corpse, or is far away on a journey, you may still keep the Lord's Passover on the 14th day of the second month. At twilight, they may keep it. They shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it until morning, nor break one of its bones, according to all the ordinances of the Passover. They shall keep it. But the man who is clean and is not on the journey and ceases to keep the Passover, that same person shall be cut off from among his people, because he did not bring the offering of the Lord at its appointed time. That man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger dwells among you and would keep the Lord's Passover, he must do so according to the rite of the Passover and according to its ceremony. You shall have no ordinance both for the stranger or the native of the land. Now, on the day that the tabernacle was raised, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony, for evening until the morning. It was above the tabernacle like the appearance of fire. So it was always the cloud covering it by day, and the appearance of fire night. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle after the children of Israel would journey, and in the place where the cloud settled, there the children of Israel would pitch their tents. The command of the Lord, the children of Israel would journey, and at the command of the Lord they would camp. As long as the cloud stayed above the tabernacle, they remained encamped. Even when the cloud continued long, many days above the tabernacle, the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and did not journey. So it was when the cloud was above the tabernacle a few days, according to the command of the Lord, they would remain in camp. And according to the command of the Lord, they would judgment. So it was even the cloud remained only from evening until morning, when the cloud was taken up in the morning. They would journey whether the by day or by night, whenever the cloud was taken up, they would journey, whether it was 2 days or a month or a year, that the cloud remained above the tabernacle. The children of Israel would remain in camp and not journey, but when it was taken up, they would journey. At the command of the Lord, they remained in camp, and at the command of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the command of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Number chapter 10. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, make 2 silver trumpets for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work. You shall use them for calling the congregation and for detecting the movement of the, when they blew both them, all the congregation shall gather before you at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. But if they blow only once, then the leaders, the heads of the divisions of Israel, shall gather to you. When you sound the advance, the camps that lie on the east side shall then begin their journey. When you sound the advance the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall begin their journey. They shall sound the call for them to begin their journey. And when the assembly is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but not sound the advance. Those sons of Aaron, the priest, shall blow their trumpets, and these shall be to you as the ordinances forever throughout your generation. When you go to war and you land against the enemy who oppressed you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpet, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also, in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feast, and at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the trumpet over your burnt offering and over the sacrifices of your peace offering, and they shall be a memorial for you. And before your God, I am the Lord your God. No, it came to pass on the 12th day, 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle of meeting. Testimony. And the children of Israel set out from the wilderness of Sinai on your journeys. Then The clouds settled down in the wilderness of Paran, and they gathered and started out for the first time according to the command of the Lord by the hand of Moses. The standard of the camp of the children of Judah set out first according to their armies. Over their army was Nishon, the son of Amnadab. Over the army of the tribe of the children of Ishkar was Nathaniel, the son of Zuar. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Elion. Then the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set out carrying the tabernacle, and the standard of the camp of Reuben set out according to their army. Ever their army was Eleazar, the son of Zebdor. Over the army of the tribe of children of Simeon was Shilmiel, the son of Jerishdai. And over the army of the tribe of children of Gad was Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. Then the Kohathites set out, carrying the holy thing. The tabernacle could be prepared for their arrival. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set out according to their armies. Over the army was Elishama, the son of Amnahab. Over the army of the tribe of the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Benjamin was Abidan, the son of Gideon. Then the standard of the camp of the children of Dan, the rear guard of all the camp, set out according to the army. Over the army was Ahaziah, the son of Amashadai. Over the army of the tribe of the children of Asher was Pagiel, the son of Ochran. And over the army of the tribe of children of Nephtali was Ahira, the son of Anan. Thus was the order of march of the children of Israel according to their armies when they began their journey. Now Moses said, Hobad, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are setting out for the place of which the Lord said, I will give it to you. Come with us, and we will treat you well. For the Lord has promised good things to Israel. And he said to them, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my relatives. So Moses said, please don't leave, inasmuch as you know we are the camp in the wilderness, and you can be our eyes. And it shall be, if you go with us, indeed, it will be that whatever God, good the Lord will do to us, the same will do to you. So they departed from the mountain of the Lord on the journey up 3 days, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them for 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was above them by day when they went out from the camp. So it was whenever the ark set out that Moses said, "Rise up, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you." And when it rested, he said, "Return, O Lord, to my many thousands of Israel." 11. Now, when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, for the Lord heard it, and his anger was aroused. So the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. Then the people cried out to Moses, and when Moses prayed to the Lord, the fire was quenched. So he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord had burned among them. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fleece which we were freely to eat, the cucumbers, the melon, the leeks, the onion, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes." Now, the manna was like caradir seed, and its color like the color of Deblium. The people went out and gathered it, ground it on millstone, or beat it in the mortar, cooked it in pans, and made cakes of it. And its taste was made like the taste of the pastry prepared with oil. And when the dew fell on the camp in the night, the manna fell on it. When Moses heard the people weeping throughout all their families, everyone at the door of its tent, and the anger of the Lord was greatly aroused, Moses also was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you afflicted your servant? And why have I not found favor in your sight, that you may lay the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I beget them, that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom as a guardian carries a nursery child to the land which you swore to your fathers. Where am I to get meat to give them to all these people? For they weep all over me, saying, give us meat that we may eat. I am not able to bear all these people alone, because the burden is too heavy for me. If you treat me like this, please kill me here and now. If I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness. So the Lord said to Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and the officers over them. Bring them to the tabernacle of meeting, that they may stand there with you. Then I will come down and talk with you there. I will take of the spirit that is upon you and will put the same upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people who with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone. You shall say to the people, consecrate yourselves for today, and you shall eat meat, for you have wept in the hearing of the Lord. See, who will give us meat to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore, the Lord will give you meat, and you will eat. You shall eat not one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days, but for a whole month until it comes out of your nostrils and becomes loathsome to you, because you have despised the Lord who was among you and have wept before him, saying, why did we ever come up out of Egypt? And Moses said, the people who I am among are 600,000 men on foot. Yet you have said, I will give them meat that they may eat for a whole month. Shall flocks and herds and slaughtered for them to provide enough for them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to provide enough for them? And the Lord said to Moses, has the Lord's arm been shorted? Now you shall see whether what I say will happen to you or not. So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord. And the 70 men of the elders of the people of the place then around the tabernacle placed him. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took off the spirit that was upon him and placed the same upon the 70 elders. And it happened, when the spirit rested upon them, that they prophesied, although they never did so again. But two men had remained in the camp. The name of one man was Eldad, and the name of the other, Medad. And the spirit rested upon them. Now, they were among those listed, but who had not gone out to the tabernacle, yet they prophesied in the camp. And the young man ran and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. So Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, one of his choice men, answered and said, Moses, my Lord, forbid them. Then Moses said to them, why are you zealous for my sake? Oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. And Moses returned to the camp, both he and the elders of Israel. Now, a wind went out from the Lord, and it brought quails from the sea and left them fluttering near the land about a day's journey on the side and about a day's journey on the other side, all around the camp and about 2 cubits above the surface of the ground. And the people stayed up all that day, all night, and all the next day to gather the quail. He who gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them out for themselves all around the camp. But while the meat was still between the teeth before it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was aroused against the people, and the Lord struck the people with a very great plague. So he called the name of that place Kibroth Hattaavah, because now they buried the people who had yielded to craving. For Kibroth Hattaavah, the people moved to Hazeroth and camped at Hazeroth. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading to Numbers chapter 12. And the 15th of June 2022. We'll be coming back again on tomorrow. And you're reading Numbers chapter 12. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure to be able to read the Word of God before you. And we also want to thank you for tuning in. Dear Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, again we come just to pause to say thank you. Thank you for the reading of your Word, Lord God, that hearing your Word as we increase in faith, believing you trust, and that you increase our faith and strength. We love you, Lord, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. And we never seen the righteous forsaken or received begging for bread. And that's why we know that you will provide for us so long as we submit ourselves unto you, the care and love that comes only from you, in Jesus' name. We never could have made it, once again, without you. But we are, a day at a time.
Never would have made it
never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better.